Honeybees?
Honeybees will sting you?
Yes, sir. You bet they will.
What about the, now, wasp has a nest that's made out of paper, doesn't it?
Well, it's a substance, you might say, or paper, the wasp, the hornet,
kind of paper,
and the yellow jacket, all of them. It's all the same thing, but the honeybees don't.
What about the thing that, you know, builds its nest maybe on the side of a house, looks like it's made out of mud?
The dirt dauber.
Yeah. Will those sting too?
No, I've never been stung by a dirt dauber. Of course, I've heard people say that they have, but I haven't. I've caught them and killed them and punched their nest down. And
what about these, have you ever heard of any kind of small insect that might burrow into your skin and raise welts on it?
Well, there's such a thing they call as a ringworm, but it's water is what it is. It's really not an animal or something like that. It's something that gets into the blood and the skin tissues. It goes in through the pores. It starts this, kind of like what we used to call ground edge. It wasn't a thing in the world, but fluid, poison fluid that was working around in the pores of the skin that caused it to be irritable, and you'd scratch it. And the more you scratched it, well, it would cause sores. But that was called what we call ground itch back then. Wasn't a thing in the world, but what was known at that time and still known as hookworms. And it was in the stomach.
What about red bugs?
Well, red bugs, I don't think that they would cause anything except on some people are more allergic to bites from small insects such as red bugs, mosquitoes, a wasp. A wasp can kill some people, just one, sting them and almost kill them.
What do you call these insects? Some of them are colored green, some of them are black, and they hop around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers. Yeah. You ever heard that called anything else?
No. Well, some of them just call it backers, hop of grass, you know. Grasshoppers.
Who would be likely to call them a hop of grass?
The negroes, the colored people, the hop of grass.
What do you call a small kind of fish that's used for bait?
Shiners. Or horny heads.
What do you call
it? We had a little red-tailed minnow that up home is on a little branch up there. It's the only place I've ever seen them. They're little fins on each side, and the ends of their tail is perfectly bright red, and their underside of their bodies is silvery, real silvery, and then it fades out into a bluer until it's almost black on its back. And will live for hours on a hook if it's hung through the lip or hung through the tail without it going through the hollow of its body. It'll just keep wiggling.
What do you call this stuff that gathers on your ceiling or in the corners when it's not kept clean?
Mold or moth, either one, a lichen.
Have you ever heard that called a cobweb?
Cobwebs, yeah, that's caused from spiders.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it the same things you see outside?
That's right. The spiders causes that cobweb.
If you're having to pull up a stump outside, you have to get in and dig around and cut out the
roots.
Of the stump.
That's right.
Yeah. What is the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
That you what?
That you tap for syrup.
The sugar maple.
Sugar maple. Yeah. Are there any of those around here?
No sugar maple in this country. There's just a few, I think, in the northern part. I believe I've heard them speak about in the northern part of Tennessee, but a lot of them on up in Virginia.
What would you call a big group of these maples, a lot of these trees together?
Well, they are addressed as the maple syrup orchard. In other words, all the other trees, the majority of the other trees, were cut out in order to leave room for those maple trees, and if they had a space where there wasn't one, they'd plant it and in convenient places to where they could get to them, because at the time that sap is running from that maple, it usually is during the period of when it gets cold in the fall, you know, when they already have snow and ice on the ground and they have to haul it on a sled to the mill and make their molasses from it or sugar.
What part of the country do you find those in?
Mostly in Virginia and the northern part of the Carolinas, but Virginia in particular is one of the, in my teaching, in other words, it's one of the greatest of the areas.
Is that a pretty good?
Vermont.
Yeah. And is that a pretty good tasting syrup?
Oh yeah.
Did you say it's better than
you take the maple syrup, you can buy it in the stores here. It has that maple flavor. It's different from the cane. Mm. And it has a mighty good flavor.
Would you say it's better than the cane?
Well, I couldn't because I was brought up on the sugar cane syrup, and naturally the taste just suits us better. Yeah. You get in the habit of a thing and you're better satisfied.